93.7, the River That Goes Zeppelin, Dog and Joe Show on a Tuesday. Today we're going out to the Arden IHOP. We'll be there about 11:30, 11:45. All the details waiting for you on Facebook. You got to come out and join us and see if these IHOP burgers are all dat. So that's where we're going for a Tuesday. We haven't done one in a while.
No, I am stoked, dude.
I'm starving. So, yeah, we'll check those out today. It's on Facebook. We never really talked about how we spent Father's Day last Sunday, because as soon as we say day, and the word mother doesn't come before it, no one cares about it. One cares about Father's Day.
They do.
No, they don't. Moms hate it. Moms don't like it. Chicks don't like it. Kids don't like Father's Day. Nobody likes Father's Day. It'll never live up to Mother's Day. So we really didn't discuss it. And then I see this. This was on Instagram. Tommy Lee, drummer of Motley Crue. This is what he did Sunday. Okay, he gets on Instagram and he writes, "Being a father ain't easy. I'm so tired of all the fake S I keep seeing all over Instagram. Let's get real. It's a roller coaster, okay?" Tommy continues saying, "My father taught me to respect everyone and everything and to take care of those that I loved. He taught me to appreciate my possessions and to be grateful for the things I was given. I've effed up at times, but I've always bounced back." He continues writing, "When I had a child, my first child, I wanted to instill those same virtues into him. Sometimes I feel like I failed as a father because my kids don't know the value of things. If they break something, they don't care because they know we'll just get a new one. If they hurt someone, they don't care because so many people tell them it's okay. I never wanted this for my kids." Tommy went on to say that he feels he's not fully to blame, saying Brandon and 20-year-old son Dylan's mom enabled the bad behavior by buying him things when they weren't good. I guess I hoped at the end of the day they would end up kind. I love them dearly, don't get me wrong, but man, sometimes it's really tough to watch your kid grow up without any of these morals. Nothing can prepare you for fatherhood. I love my boys, but they can be a-holes too. And that's the truth." Okay, so that's what he puts on Father's Day.
Wow. That's just letting it all out there, dude.
Letting it all out. And he put a picture up of his father, okay? Shortly after that, do you remember Brandon? Okay, that's the son that he had with Pamela Anderson.
Right.
He gets on Instagram. This is how he responds, okay? And he's got a screenshot of his dad's remarks, and he gets on Instagram. He replies with, "Remember what happened last time you said this S? Night, night." This is his son, because remember his son knocked him out, and he filmed all this stuff. So his son writes, "Night, night." He assaulted him. Remember that happened? What was that?
Knocked him out cold is what he did, didn't
he? Yeah. So then he continues writing, "You got to show up to be a dad, big guy. I think you were so bad. Oh, I'm sorry. If you think we were so bad, which I can assure you we were not, then you should have showed up a few more birthdays. You should have showed up at baseball games. Someone like you couldn't raise a man like me."
Oh,
this is his son calling dad out.
So he and so evidently Tommy and this boy Brandon have been at odds for a while. This has been heating up and building up, obviously.
Yeah. Brandon, the son, continues to write, "Once again, painting our family in a negative light. Who the F are you? Just move on, dude. We all have. Or I'll pick you right back up and put you back to effing sleep." Because he knocked him out. Remember, the cops came, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Tommy got on Instagram and showed the picture of his black eye.
Yeah. He saw, and I think it was only one hit. It was a one-shot knockout.
Yeah. Brandon quickly followed up with another post, which included a video of his father seeming unconscious. That's where he took the video. So he followed up with that on Instagram. His dad's like, in Motley Crue's twisted, weird Tommy Lee world, Tommy Lee's trying to apologize and trying to do something right, trying to say, "Hey, I screwed up. I may not have been the best of dads, you know, but it's hard. I'm being real. I'm trying to figure this out." And then the son gets on and says, "Hey, you better close your mouth and I'll come over there and I'll put you back to sleep. You sucked as a father. You weren't there for me. You were too busy doing you stuff. I hate you."
God.
Basically.
Dang. Yeah, but when you think about the way Tommy laid that out there, as I was listening to you read that, he didn't say it like "I screwed up." He could have worded that a lot differently. Well, to get the same response that he was looking for. I mean, what he did was piss the kids off again.
What he did is he drove a wedge deeper in between. Yeah, he didn't come out and say, hey, today's Father's Day.
Look, I messed up. I could have been in a few more things. I'm sorry I put the band in front of my family. You know, things like that.
I wish I didn't suck as bad as I do at being a father. I hope my family will forgive me. I wish I could have been the dad my dad was to me. Yeah, he could have done it differently.
All those things could have been said.
But I think what he was trying to do, though, was something good and something nice, and his son just flipped it around and said, I'll knock you out again. I hate you. You're absent. Everyone's moved on. Let it go. This kid wants to kill his dad now.
This kid does not like Tommy Lee.
No.
At all.
No.
And so, wherever it started, it has been building for a while, and that knockout was not the culmination. We'll see more of it.
Well, I think that was the culmination that we saw.
You don't think there'll be more of it?
No, I don't think so, because no one wants to go to jail. And then I guess Tommy Lee, his girlfriend got on. She gets on Instagram now, and she's like, this has to stop, Brandon. Just please stop. You're hurting us. This is horrible. Quit doing this. You know, and so the whole family, and I'm like, come on.
Where's Pam?
Pam's out doing whatever.
What is she saying about all this? Has she said anything about it
to the news? She kind of blows it off, like, yeah, the family's dysfunctional. You know, Tommy Lee's
been that way all week.
Yeah, he's led a crazy life. You know, it's no wonder that Brandon's like this. She kind of just dismisses it. But here's the thing: I get that you're not on tour. I get that you're not sitting on a stage full of drums that rotate, and people aren't shouting your name, and you miss probably being loved or idolized, or, you know, people standing in front of you watching you play Shout at the Devil. I get that you miss the attention.
Sure.
But why in the F would you get on Instagram on Father's Day and start airing your family laundry?
I don't understand airing of laundry anyway.
Why wouldn't you simply pick up a phone and pick up the phone and call and say, hey, you know what? I know you hate me, but today's Father's Day. I'm remembering my dad, and I miss him. And you know what? I guess I sucked as a father, but I just wanted to reach out to you and say that I love you, and I don't know if we'll ever fix this, but today's Father's Day, and blah, blah, blah. They get on the damn Instagram, and they start doing that. And the Brandon kid, he's in the public eye, so he feels a need to defend himself.
Well, why wouldn't he? He called him out. He said they can be a-holes or whatever he said about them, you know? But yeah. The kids can be, you know, whatever word he used as well.
Yeah.
I mean, in the middle of his apology,
He starts name calling.
Yeah. You know?
So I guess it's not over, and I know families, they're not immune to this stuff, especially when it comes to father-son. It's some of the worst. I just think it's funny that they let it unfold and air on Instagram. Like, this is their Bible.
Yeah.
This is how dysfunctional not only them, but America is when they're going to start having private conversations about private personal matters on freaking Instagram. And I don't know how many followers Tommy has or that the kid has.
I'm sure
has,
a ton.
But there's a ton, and why wouldn't you watch this? This is better than General Hospital.
Well, think about it from Tommy Lee's perspective. What else could you show on him that would be more private than what he's already shown you?
I mean,
that man's got an open book into his life.
That guy pulled his pants up at a McDonald's drive-thru on the way to Lake Havasu to show little Kookster. We've seen everything Tommy has to offer. We've seen his junk.
Yeah, all the way around the horn. Several times.
I think if you're Tommy Lee, I think when the kid starts acting like that, I think that's where you have to use that.
You idiot.
I think the only thing Tommy Lee could say is, hey, until you've made a movie with a woman as hot as your mom or my ex-wife, and you've got what I've got downstairs, you shut your mouth, because it's that put you here. And you know what? If you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to come over and I'm going to hit you in the head with it.
Hey, I'm not a man to assume what kind of pistol a guy's packing, but let's be honest. If you're Brandon Lee and you're standing up to Tommy like that and you're knocking him out, and he's probably got equal. He is his son.
Well, I don't know about that. Tommy Lee.
He might hit Brandon in the head with it. He might get hit right back.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy Lee, maybe that's why he's so skinny and he can't really fight well, because all his power and energy and his blood flow goes to that one area. You know, and Dana's in there shaking her head, yes. Maybe all of his life.
It has for so many years.
Yes, I think that he can't really do anything else except feed and nourish that monster.
That's awful.
It is awful.
Oh, God.
So, hopefully you had a better Father's Day than the Lees did.
No doubt.
Here's Lady Kravitz, some classic rock redefined. It's The River.